Rishus Avi Mori. We're holding my Siman Reish Gimel. We have a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey. Says Al Peres Haaretz Lo'aymer Bar Pri Adama. And therefore the Mechaber Reish Gimel starts off and the Torah Al Peres Haaretz Mevarach Bar Pri Adama. We're not mechalik whether it's Yerukas or not like a Behuda. First question is, what is Haaretz? What is ground? Come on, the Chayodom discusses. Let's say you plant something in a flower pot. Now, in a flower pot, there are two different types. There's otzitz nakif and otzitz she'ena nakif. You have a flower pot with a hole inside, and therefore it's been yonik from the ground. And that's not a question. It must be a case of adamah since it's been yonik. I'm sorry. It's not clear. Hello, it's not clear. Hello? Meeting ID. Hold on a second. Keep it over. The meeting ID is 856-51-86473. Okay. So first, why an otzitz that has holes to it has been yonik from the ground? It's not a question. Of course, it's bari pri adama. The question is something that's not being yonik from the ground. We have the gemara daf mem on beis, kamim pitriyot. We have these mushrooms or these other things that are growing from the ground. The gemara is saying, even though it's on the ground, but it's not yonik from the ground. If you make a shackle, so come on, the chayotim over here discusses what's the halacha. So Bethany, he discusses the first two cases. What's the halacha by a pri, that's an otzitz she'en enachav? And what's the halacha by rockets, by vegetables? So over here he's by Tzarachian, but in Kufnan Beis, at the end by Elchus Lulav, over there he says, by the case of a pri, of a fruit, then the day it should be avada, by pri eitz. Maisha, there's an eitz inside, this otzitz she'en enachav. So you make a bracha by pri eitz. I, by the case of Erlo, we might be potter and otzitz she'en enachav. He says, that's because that the derech to plant a tree inside a flower pot that has no holes inside. Having to get to the case of vegetables, when you get to the case of lechem, it says the bracha is borei pri ha'adama. The bracha is a moiti lechem min ha'oretz. And therefore, at the end of the day, he wants to bring it right from the Yishalmi, that the otzitz she'ena enachav, the locha is you make a shahakal. You have, mamash have a tomato being planted in a flower pot. The locha is when it has no holes to it, you make a shakal in this situation. Kalung Achronim who do want to pass like this, there's a Berch the Bayis, there's a Max Aleo, a Falcon, a Tshuva about it. The Meister, they come along different avenues to disagree. There's a Karen Oyer already in the Sugya Melachas Daf Ayin, the Pesach Adria, Stein Chemed. First of all, they want to tie that you read the Yishalmi slowly, Yishlod, and that's Pshan the Yishalmi. Void, who says, we pass like the Yishalmi. Number three is Meister, that the Yishalmi itself, you read it slowly, seems to be mistopic over here. But even more so, they say, but at some circle site, this is offer. And this is ground over here. You have a flower pot that has no holes, but there is a case of Oretz over here. And one of the rites that come from the Gemara Daf Mem Bay is the Gemara says, what are cases not Dulim and Oretz? The Gemara asks this question, what case do you say Shakel? The Gemara says, Basar, and Oif, and Dogim, and Cholov, and Beitzim, and Gvino. They had Otzer Shein and Okov, and the Gemara does not say this case. Therefore, the one being right from the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara does not give this as a bigger chiddush, a better mashal, it must be the fact is that Sokol Sov is coming from Ofer. The way that Chaznish wants to say over, it's true maybe in this situation it's not Bari Piha Domo, but since the Min Beklali says that way, so this vegetable has the chshivas of being a bracha or Bari Piha Domo. And therefore, most Poskim, passing like this, Chaznish, this Karen Ayua, not like the Chokhmah Sodom, the loch is you make on anything else, it's Shein and Okov, still the case Bari Piha Domo. The Shakamaya, the Yashiv, the Vadi Yosef. I got Mishlom Zalman, one saving done one way, one saving done another way. And that's how the Ikhlas from seem to go. Loch is Adomo. Now, practically, it's not too common. Two reasons. One is usually most flower pots might say have holes to it. And number two is most of us don't plant things in flower pots. But what it does lead to is a very common case called hydroponics. Things that grow inside water. The question over here is, what to go do? Bishlami told me by a flower pot has offer here. It's Oretz. But if things growing in water, there's no offer over here. You can be right, the Gemara Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara discussing things that are common. La Dafka, they had the idea, the technology, or it's too common to plant things in the water over here. Therefore, those who point out, first those who say by flower pots, the broch is shakel, like the, again, the chayodom, similarly over here by hydroponics is shakel. Machzalio, bechzabayis is shakel. But even those who are tied by flower pots, aloch is adomo, come along, the mesforim, Vadi Yosef, the Alki Yosef, Berkwood says aloch lemaisa this way, this ketshuvas over here, they say, let's switch. The case over there by, in a flower pot is the offer, you make case of adomo. Mash in the case of hydroponic, this case over here, is the case of shakel. And numerous farms seem to go this way by hydroponics, aloch is shakel. How far to take it? Come on the safe from Mokar Brocho, dying Krauss in England. He wants to tie it even b'di'evet, you're not yotzo. That Maisa Yalki Yosef wants to disagree and say b'di'evet, you're yotzo. But how far? It can even collect, even b'di'evet, the Maisa could be to Brocho Atole, cannot keep on eating over here. Now there's a second side over here. There's a Chaznish who wants to disagree and still say at the end of the day, Sevkol Soiv, it's a min. And if the min is a Brocho Baripi Adomo, go after the min over here. Now the fact that it's a min is not that simple. The Sefer, again, Makar Brocho, dying Krauss in England, he says he has a simon in the Sim above. He writes over there, what are the most vegetables in England being planted in? Soil or water? She says, he called up the, well, whoever's in charge in England, and get back the numbers, and says, rave tomatoes and cucumbers are grown in water in England. 60% of the tomatoes and 70% of the cucumbers are grown in water, and the rest are grown in soil. Now, he did say that most of the vegetables are imported, but those that are not imported, or the cases of rave of them, are grown inside water over here. So he gets involved, now you have a case of a sophic. What to go do in a sophic? Well, you have a sophic, and one, a domain, you're not yitz according to him, but the other one's a sophic, of course you make a case of shackle over here. So there are those who might say, even in this case, still nichol together, maybe with Klolis and Smin, maybe look at the world over here. And there are those who say, you make a case of shahakol, make a domain still in a case of hydroponic. Hydroponic, the other Tzian, the Shagamayo, they've been done with that way, Rav Nashi Klein, Rav Ostin Shuvo, Rav Strobach. The mice in numerous forms seem to disagree and say, not that so. The mice, and then at the end of the day, it's grown in the water. I was once by a shochet of mine, a year Shemaim, so I saw that he had some vegetables there, he's eating there on Shabbos. So first I asked him, you know, these vegetables, I assume you were mafish chumas and mice upon it. So he asked me why, my high. So I said, they're Rabbanu Mahadrin, and you're Yerushimayim over here. So he says, he got it from my third shochin. Someone else gave it to him for Shabbos. So I asked the third shochin, what did he give him? He said, Rabbanu Mahadrin. So first, the son was sitting there, he tried to make himself throw up on Shabbos. I thought he didn't do Shabbos and Isis over here. But I told the third shochin over here, the Lachan Shulchan Aruch, it's a Kufi test in your Dayas of Zayin, is that a case of anything that the other person holds you can't eat, whether it's on Medina or it's on a Chumrah, to give it to him, you owe this to Lufnever. Whether a person is Machman Badats, for whatever reason he has, he's Machman, Sheris, or Reuben, whatever you want, and you to go serve it to him, the law is you're allowed to eat in his house. You're all right, you're allowed to eat in his house. Why? Because he won't give it to you because you owe this to Lufnever. Now, if you don't know this halacha, you thought you can eat in his house. So to give people things they hold is Osir or a Chumro, the law is you owe Lufnever. That was one thing first that happened. They asked him, the Maestro, it was 6 years ago, this story. And I told him, you know, it's Shemitah right now. So what bracha do you make on top of it? She says, you know, first it's Adamo. So I said, it's hydro. I said, I don't think so. I asked him, where they grow? He said, yeah, some in Jordan. No, where else? How do you get vegetables over here in this country during Shemitah, which is going to be again next year? So first of all, I called up the company, asked them, where do you grow? They told me by the airport. Well, the airport is right over here in Tel Aviv. It's mamash in there. So I asked him, what do you do inside Shemitah? They told me it's hydroponics. So I asked him, hydroponics, if so, so he's right in the back, hydroponics, what bracha do you make? So I called the mashgiach, asked the mashgiach, tell me, you're at paskin for us in Meister's case of Adomo. So I said, okay, that's your real paskin. But most farms say, not like your rov. So Bishlam, you're giving Ashkocha on Shumas and Meister's, giving Ashkocha on Shemitah. But Meister, you'd be machshu of numerous people to make the wrong bracha, and some people say, Spetsman's bracha vatolo, how can you do that? But I asked him, Maisa, how can you tell me he's Bari Priya Domo and have nobody have Shemitah, like Moshach? If it's going to Domo, it's Shemitah. Not, he wasn't clear how to answer that question. There's no way of answering it. He got a little bit flustered by that question. Okay, how can it be a Domo, but not be a Domo? And then I mourned him, Maisa, how can you don't run on the bags this way? But it's, again, next year, most vegetables that you're going to have over here, not most, numerous vegetables you have over here, will have this question what broch to make upon it. And numerous farms say, make case of shackle. Now again, those who disagree, clearly. Maisha in England itself, where they say Roiv is that way, the two Pesachim in England, Dying Krauss and Rafal, both say the case of Shakal. And therefore, what they do in England, the vegetables, I'm not sure. What bracha do people in England make? It's a great question. Let's take a step further. Let's say, genetically, you start growing trees that have tomatoes on top of it. So now you have these tomatoes growing on trees. What bracha do you make tomatoes on trees? Genetically, today we can start doing a lot of things. So they say it's just not worth the money. But let's say, just for the shtick, you have tomatoes on trees. What bracha do you make a tomato on trees? So Shlomo Zalman Mincha Shloimo, they ask him this question, and he says, L'maisi, you make her eights. And in Nishmas Avram, and the Zagor over there from Avnoiv, it says, it's an eight, it's true. The first 3 years of Bayav Orlo, then not to revive, only the fifth year you can eat it. The Chorb Shlomo Zalman is going off the Mahalach, that you don't go after the Min, but Kalolius. You go after where L'maisi grown. Who are the Cholkim, who would say, the case you go after the Min, you make a case of Adomo. That means it comes out, let's say someone asks you on a test, what broch do you make on tomatoes? And the answer is, well, it really depends. If it grows in water, it's shahakal. If it grows on the ground, it's a domo. If it grows in a tree, it's a eitz. That's what comes out. Therefore, I discussed this with my kids in the Shabbos meal. They told us, we have to make a whole new brachas book over here. It can't just be tomatoes, it's a domo. It has to be, it depends where it grows over here. And it really, I think brachas was that tough, let's make it even tougher now. You have to find out where it comes from. Yesh loading, yesh lain, could be most cases we can assume it's grown from the ground. Again, countries like England, yesh loading harbe, what brach should make on these cases over here? Certainly not an ace. Questions are done more or shackle over here. What? You take a tree and you have tomatoes growing off a tree. Whatever the klum are a tree, you'll get the klum as it pays. Whatever the klal is.
Random trees is going to grow tomatoes?
Genetically, they can do a lot of things. Whatever they do, however they do it. Shlomo Zalman says, Shuvah Ba'at says, L'maisi Maker Eitz. The Noivet says, Bayav Arlo. The next question I see, they also discuss, is what bracha do you make on potatoes? Tepuchei Adama. Potatoes, what's the Shiloh? So, there's a Shulchan Torah, the Divya Yatziv, and Shuvah, and they bring down the Sanzer and others on potatoes, they make a shakal. All potatoes, even grown in the ground. They want to say the metzias of potatoes is being yonik from the avir, or from the atmosphere over here, and not from the ground, the gam is coming from the ground, just like kamin or pitriot. The Gemara says, the case of shakal, the metzias they want taina is the potatoes you make in shakal. The maestro, who disagrees? So we saw the Mishabrua in Simon Rishbeis on Siv Zayin discussing when things are getting muach, what's halacha? One of the examples he writes is potatoes. So he's saying potato be'ezma should be hadomo, except it gets involved in muach legamri, not in muach legamri, and still he says, even in the Nesrasik legamri, says a case of being nicker, and therefore a case of hadomo. So Mishabrua obviously disagrees. The Stipler has a letter in this, the kind of Igros of Chelek Beis, that I heard that there were people this way. He said, Dava Poshet, I see how they grow. Yishal Chal Kabri between mushrooms that have no roots to it, are purely from the air. These things are mamish like real vegetables. It does not make sense to stand any question why that's so, should be a case of shakal. Therefore, come out all this from say a case of a domo. However, last time when I sent it over in Chabura, there were a person inside of the Chabura who himself makes a shakal. He's very upset with me and did not point out there are certainly Yechidim Yerushimayim who are machmed to make a shakal on potatoes. So it's true, there are people who make shakals, that's true. But the Moin Am seems to follow the Mishabura and make a case of a domo over here. Fine, that means Sif Aleph, and it says you make a boy for your ace, a boy on something, Paris Oritz, you get involved. What is the definition of Paris Oritz is? Negate to again. Eats the shen and lokov, they get to mushrooms, they get to things that are hydroponic. Sipes, go to the column, what defines a tree, or what defines something that's not a tree. And that means people get very confused, they go to the supermarket, whatever is a vegetable should be a dhamma, and whatever in the produce section is a fruit should be a case of eights. Everyone knows that's not true. Now the question is, what defines a tree? What defines something that's not a tree over here? What's from the ground, bari priya dhamma? What's from the tree is bari priya eights. So first Makor is Gemara Brachas and Das Mem. The Gemara brings down that you make a boy pre eights when you take the peri off, Isa Gavza, the Gavza stays around, and it comes out the peri a second time. Masha Enkin, when you take the peri off and the Gavza goes away, then the Loch is to make a case of boy pre Adamo. This Gavza, for either come along the Rosh brings down a Tesefta that says it depends of the Ikroi. If it comes out from the Ikroi, then it's boy pre Adamo. If it comes out in the case of another from the branch, it's boy pre eights. The third man, welcome the Kamal and quote to the Yerushalmi, also the Rishonim bring down. That means first, the clan they're coming from in three different Makoris, We have a Gemara, we have Yishalmi and the Sefto. To go through the first klal, we have this idea over here that if the Gavzo stays around, the luck of the boy creates. What is Gavzo? What's the definition? So it seems to be simple, different Mahalchim, but simple, the theme seems to be three different pshatim over here. Does Gavzo mean the roots? Does Gavzo mean the trunk itself? Or does Gavzo mean the branches? Here Dover. Come along the Torah and he brings down a ri. Then he wants a taino that what's the idea of vegetables? Vegetables are every single year you want cucumbers or tomatoes, you have to reseed. Put seeds in the ground. If you have to reseed them, that's vegetables. A tree is something you put seeds in the ground, and every year it comes out by itself without you reseeding. Therefore, if the roots stay around, that'll be a case of Haitz. Mashengi disappears, that's a case of Adomo, the Shirish. That's the mindset how the Rosh Paskins, the Meitam, Aram, they Paskin, it goes, depends upon the Gedda, if the Shoresh is around or the Shoresh is not around. Atzal HaSheni, the Torah come along and bring down Ben Yosef, who quotes the Goinim. The Goinim say, no, the Gedda here, it depends if the tree is around during the winter, then the Gedda eats. If the tree disappears, the Gazel, the trunk disappears, then it'll be a case of a Boi Pri Adam over here. Now, someone point out, what is Rashi here saying? Rashi's lost enough. Mem and Aleph is the word of Anaf Shela Eitz. The branch coming off the tree. Come on, the Radvaz and Shuvah, and the Bach says what Rashi means, he means like the Goinim. It means a situation where the trunk is around in case of Eitz. If it's not around, in case of Adomo. Depends if it disappears by the winter. Asana Shlishi, come along the grass and says, no, but there are three pshotim over here. There's the roots, there's a case over here of the trunk. And then there are cases where the trunk stays around, but it depends if the leaves stay around for the winter. If the leaves are around, then the case over here will be a case of eights. If the leaves goes away, you gum the trunks around, be a case of Adomo. The branches. Yeah, the branches. Now, where they're coming from, they point out, you read the Mordechai, he quotes the Goinim, and then after the Goinim, he brings down the Maram Shito, the words are, Dech Anaf Liskaim. The branches stay around over here. The way the Mogavram, he brings down the Agudo, the Naf is Liskaim. They say, look, that's the Lashon Rashi. The Rashi Lashon is, Anaf Shela Eitz. The branches stay around over here. The branches stay around, that'll be a case of Eitz. If it does not stay around, be a case over here of Adomo. So there is a Shaila how to read Rashi. The Rashi sound like the third Malach, which they point out, the Lashon Aguda, that's brought down the Mogavam and the Mishnah Berurah. It depends if the branches are around over here. Halach L'maisa, which one of three Pshatim do we paskin? So, first, there's a Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Mechaber says, Mo'izish, we make a case of Bari Pri Adamo. Now, what exactly is Mo'izish? So, come along with Ramesh and Shuvah, and before and ready, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know what it is. Don't know. However, B'chaim Nos says, from the Arabs, it's a case of a banana tree. Chavda says, from the Arabs, that's how the Arabs call a banana. So, Mechab's Paskening is saying a case of a banana tree, and anyone has a Mishabruah, the Targum on bottom, says, on Sef Gimel, it's a banana tree. David pointed out, how's the Mechaber Paskening? By the banana tree, the trunk that comes from goes away, and even though the roots stay around and they do not be reseeded every year, the Mechaber is Paskening like the Goinim. You read the Ramon Sepeis, also, he's very clear, Gam Yeshlod, how he made a double Lashon over here, but the Kamalun that says Allah is like the Goinim, that if the roots stay around, that's not enough, has to be also the trunk is around, and that'll be a case over here of an eighth, otherwise case of Adamo. So we paskin be'ikim l'chaber amol like the goinim. Naf mina they speak out different cases, whether it's a banana, whether the case of pineapple, whether the case of strawberry, some want to say, sesame seeds. That's to be one group of paskim and naf mina is, and these cases will be a case of Adam and not a case of eitz. However, come on the grass, he wants to be chayshish, what the Chayim calls Rashi Shito, has to be a case where the branches also stick around. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's even what the Shulchan Aruch over here means. Shulchan Aruch means not just the trunk sticks around, even it means even the branches have to stick around over here. And if you look at the Malachim, the Shaya Brocha, and the Piskei Teshuvos, they're choshish for the third Malach, when they say it's Rashi Shito, it has to be the branches stick around in the case of the winter. The branches not stick around, like the trunk is around, the Elamais is not enough over here. The Nafmin, they speak out. What's the halacha on papayas? What's the halacha of chatzilim, eggplant? What broch do you make upon it? So again, it comes down to halacha l'maisa, avadu, we're not passing the rosh. That's clear. The halacha is, we're passing go'inim, and someone will be choshish for the third malach that the branches have to be around. What's the halacha b'di'evan if a person makes eats on a banana? You come along and say b'di'evan l'maisa, the rosh says it's a case of eats, and biyitza and no problem. So there's a mishabur in Simon Reishvav, the item b'gzan over here, that says the mishabur l'maisi not yitza. It's a brochel v'atolo, and the maisi cannot eat, it's a brochel v'atolo. That means we're vada passing goinim, and we're not taking on the rush, even mitzad sovos brochas. The maisi come to be machma fully. How they point out the graz in the siddur, the mechayim not to know, the maisi machlekis, the choshev of the goinim, choshev for Rashi and Shito. But to take on b'di'evit, no, maisa will let a person keep on eating and go like the Rosh Shito. So there is a shallah half far to take it. If you go like the Mishnah Berurah, even b'di'evit, you're not yitzah when you make a yitzah in the case of a banana. However, they do point out there's a Mishnah Berurah over here that seems to make like a little bit of a fourth mahalach over here. He has a case over here discussing parazimkash, berries in the forest. Not sure what that is. But over here, it comes and says, let's say a person making a bari pre eats, says the Mishnah Berurah, eat a little bit, should not be brachah v'atala, and then stop. The way the Pesach Teshuva explains, I l'chor, what do with Mishmur and Reishvah versus Mishmur over here? Here's a case where the roots are, the trunk is gone. The roots stay around, but the roots are above ground. And therefore you see it through the winter. So it's an in-between case. It's something that, it's true, it's something that the trunk is gone. But it's not like it's, you don't see anything during the winter. You see the roots there the whole entire winter. So that's the in-between case over here. That's what the Mishmur says. That for that, well, maybe it's nichel to get a cane of trunk being around. And if that situation, you make a bruch on that, then eat ma'at, and then stop. I mean, coming up, the few Mishmur, there are like four levels over here. The case where it's fully in the ground, the shroshim, you make a bruch lo yoytso. Above the ground, b'di'evid, you should eat something. We pass him b'ikil, like the goyim, when the trunk's around, and those are mechleshish, the lucha that the branches have to be around over here. I said, that's one klal, what it says on the page. Come on this farm, they bring down the ikkah seven other klalim. Yishlom, where some of them are coming from, we have to speak out the klalim over here, how to apply it practically. Next klal. The idea of something that's very small. The mamakim they're coming from is Tosfos, not mem, brings down Ubeinu Menachem. You have these mine otod, these type of thorn bushes over here, bushes that want tiny, maybe is nichel being very small over here. And the question is, things that don't have any height to it, is nichel a get of a tree or not? So first, come along, the ground is ready, and he points out, we do not make a difference how tall it is. If it has the klal of gavzo, a mice is a case of eights, otherwise not the mechalik. His words are very clear, even kotum oid, not the mechalik. The Achaim went this way. Atzal HaSheni, the Mishmur, discussed in the case of Yagas Shchorim. Yagas Shchorim, the way most Mishmurs at the bottom say, is the case of blueberries. Agam the Oiz Vahadah says, the case of blackberries. But most of them say it's blueberries. And the reason why it's called Shchorim is because relative to the light ones, the red ones, there are dark ones. Therefore, the case of blueberries. Come on, the Mishabura and the Kod Chayotim, and before and first, the Mogavram said that case over there is an eighth, Spina Paskin. Come on, the Chayotim, however, the Minigal Ilum is a make a case of Adama. Why? Because they're small. That means, first, they point out the Mogavram does not machalk whether it's small or not. That means the Graz, the Nesivis, Mogavram says there's no second Klalovia Negertite. However, the Mishabur means that the Chayodim, the Minig Ilam, is not the way. They make a case of Bari Pi Adamo. And therefore, if it's not tall enough, the Loch is the case of Adamo over here. Now, first, what is the height? What's the level of height? The way this form being down, the case over here is Gimel Tvachim, and they get to the Sugi of Lovet. Now, what is Gimel Tvachim? So, by force rights, very simple, 11 inches. Same Bracha rights, very simple, 9 inches. It's fine. So, it gets involved with this, but with the size of Gimel Tvachim is, whether 9 to 11 inches over here. What's the Svar over here? What's the idea of it, the concept? We should not make a bracha. It's not Nichol Gmar's Klal Gadza. So where's the Mishmur according to the Bialacha? The idea is, because the Loich Shiva Kokach Pri. It's not Choshev to be a Pri. Loshen Efsher. What does it mean, it's not Choshev? So you look in the Siman Reish Beis, in the beginning over there, the second Bialacha, he points out, what is the reason by Paris Elon they're making a Bari Pri Eitz? It came from the Adamo. So he's coming to say the Yisrael, since it's Choshev, it changed the bracha. That means the reason why calling something Bari Pri Eitz is Mitzad Chashivas. And Ma'amokim Pasha is coming from the Graz. The Graz also in the beginning of Reish Beis says the idea is Chashivas. They quote Rashi and Dach Lamites, and the Rosh is Sugar of Dimas HaBrachas, that Chashivas makes something change the bracha over here. And therefore, Batzman Sugar of Yayin, the Gemara starts off, Ishtana, Liluya, it went up as Chashivas to change the bracha, at least the Havmino. So they said over here, why you make a Bari Pri Eitz is Mitzad Chashivas. Therefore over here, since it's small, therefore, it has no chshivas. Maybe for that reason, says the Mishmur, is the reason why Minik to make Adam over here. So we have a second klal. The Moin Am seems to have a halacha something that's small, less than Gimel Tfachim, is a case of Adomo. However, you should be clear, the Moshe points out that first of all, this idea is Machlaikis. Clearly, the Maharam disagrees, the Graz, the Sivis disagree, Aleph. This idea that you're saying something small, Yesh Lod, where the Makar for the Paiskim is coming from, you have to have a Makar for this idea. Vayisad Moshe, the words are minig of some people in the world, but not all the people in the world. And therefore he says, if let's say you do not know what your minig is, or in the case of a Safik, if this thing is small, not small, let's say it's 10 inches over here, then Moshe says, go back to Halacha. The Halacha we paskin is an eighth. It has the Klal Shulchan we paskin eighth. There's a minig out there. If you know you have the minig, if you don't know the Metzias, we go back to Halacha, look at the case of eighth. So again, we have the second Klal. If this the Metzias is low, the Amoy Nam seems to make a Domo. Hagam, you should learn why that's so. And if you're not sure, a Mesopek, the Halacha is an eighth. A third klal, come on the graz and discuss the case of malinish, case of raspberries. He says over here that he wants to make a klal over here that really depends where the peri is coming out from. If the peri is coming out in the case of the trunk, then the locha will be a case of adomo. If it's coming out from the branches, be a case of eights, meaning that the whole idea of the chshivas of a tree is you have trees and branches. And the peri is coming out from the branches year after year. The peris come out from the trunk itself, but not from the branches. There's no chshivus in the branches. And pashas, he is l'shitosai, that he's chosheish, what they call rashishito, that it have to be that the branches stay around, has been coming from the branches. Therefore, Kamalong says that the pri has to come out from the branches. Now, Biradova says, no, he doesn't understand. All tomorrow is eight, and tomorrow come out from the trunk and not from the branches. So you read the grass slowly, he points out, the grass is saying, dafko, when you have eight simrakim, when you have these trees that are very flimsy over here, that are hollow trees, or maybe something that's nimorch over here, and that situation when it's a shvei shvacha tree, in that case, when it comes out from the trunk and not from the branches, that's the case when you make hadoma, not a case of eitz. That means it comes out again, according to Chaim Noah, who's passing like the grass, and Shari Baruch Hu leaves out a loch l'maisa this way, that if, a third cloud over here, if it comes out from the trunk in a flimsy tree, the loch over here is a case of hadoma, not a case of eitz. A fourth cloud. Come with the advaz is costing papayas. Papayas is a 30-foot tree. The question is, what bracha do you make on papayas? So he says that he gets involved, that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw that the minhag was not to have any orla on papayas. Now he says, why? So it must be vadis on a tree, it must be a case of a, because the halacha is orla is only geir to papayas, not geir to yirokas. So he says, what's the mechanish you said over here? They want to tell them, what is the idea of vegetables? You plant them and they come out right away. You plant seeds for an apple, first year doesn't come, the second year doesn't come, maybe third, fourth, but it doesn't come first couple of years. Even if they came by of Arla and Atervai, but it doesn't come first couple of years. Papaya, the first year you plant it, they come right away. Something comes right away, that's a vegetable, that's not a tree. That's not Bari Priates. So the reason why the Advanz says over, the soil of papaya is a vegetable, because anything that gives off papaya is the first year, a vegetable. The Loch Tanis quotes that, he says, that Tam Cholish Moid, Vazel Maisa has a true about it, wants to disagree with it. But they come along again, a Nochi said that the place can grapple with what happened when Paris come out the first year. Another Klal Kamlum Chaznish, he has a, by the Sugya of Arlo, in Simon Yabez, he's discussing what's a Brochen Chatzilim, eggplant. So also, a Kamlum says, eggplant, you plant, the tree over here. They grow 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but by fourth year they're already finished already. She discusses if the sick of Arla will have a pre over here that's never shacked to be eaten. Because by the time it gets to the fifth year, there's no tree around. But once a time that Kosh Baruch Hu never made in the bria food, maybe animals you made that way you can eat, but food cannot be, will not mean the bria that cannot be eaten. Therefore, once a time, if you have a tree over here that only lasts for a couple, 3-4 years, a vat is not a tree, a vat is a vegetable. But see if you want to say with the idea of the Radvaz, the Chatzilim come out for the first year, when you put the two things together, the Maisi wants you to make all, say the Loch is, not negate to Arlo, and therefore Loch is Bari Pri Adomo. That means he has a fifth klal over here, that if a tree does not last more than a couple of years, 3-4 years, together with the Radvaz, the Pri comes out right away, the Loch is, you make a case of a Bari Pri Adomo. A sixth klal, Loch Tanis himself is a bayam, it's a sugya of papayas. He says the idea of the Radvaz is not masking with. He wants a taino, that you have to mechalak exactly how we have a tree over here. A tree, usually by an apple tree, is sturdy, heavy. Asha Enkin, by the papaya, is the very flimsy and hollow inside. The very shvach, weak trees over here. David wants it to be a tree, he wants to mechadish a new idea, has to be a tree, a gavro, a cheft over here, something that's sturdy and heavy. Something that's very flimsy and the mamash has nothing inside, even though they're very, very tall over here, 30 feet, does not nichel and get of a tree. A seventh klal, the binam from Ram Al Sheikh, that let's say the fruit the first year is terrific, the second year gets worse, third year gets mar, third year gets very mar, it gets worse and worse, that's also not nichel and get of a tree. That's better than the case of a vegetable. Dif Masham and Shuva, what's being right for the Ramban, in Chumash, that way, Pashkadoshim, the vegetable, the tree is something that's always good on the tree, not a fact that gets worse and worse. The last klal, the eighth klal, Kamal Chaznish, and he says, all these klalim, only you are Sopik. But let's say, you know, he quotes Yishalmi, the Yishalmi discusses, let's say, clue of cabbage comes from the case of a gazoi, from a trunk. I don't know how clue comes from a trunk. He says, the Maaser comes from a trunk over here, what should the bracha be? The case of eights. Says Yishalmi, no, we know clue of is a case of cabbage that comes to the ground. The Vada is a case of Adomo. Something that we know is a Vada, he said, the case of onions. Whatever came from the case of Adomo. Means that grow this way. All these klom are yumasopik. Yumasopik you follow the klom. Things we know vaday, it gets involved what defines vaday. But things that we know vaday, that's a vaday we follow its bracha. We know it's a tree, it's an eitz. We know it's a vegetable in the case of adama. Fine, I mentioned a klom. I got the sugi only says one klom. Manian, how we got a klom, I have one klom over here. But fine, that's what this forum say. On the page again, we can have two klom over here. We have the klom of, which is a klom of the Gemara, daf mem. And what's the Magavam is something that's very small over here. Just go through the cases and make them practical. First, what's the bracha on chatzilim? So again, a chatzilim be'etzim should be a tree. It grows on a tree over here. So I point out, you have five of the klum over here. Why should not be eights? Five different reasons why should not be eights. One is they point out that this situation over here, the branches not stay through the winter. So according to the Graz, which they want to say is Rashi's pshat over here, the branches don't stay around, again the tree stays around. Be the case over here of Hadamo. According to the Radvaz, the first year, the berries come out. So therefore, we have the fourth klal. According to the Chaznish, it's not staying more than 3-4 years over here. Therefore, according to him, we have the fifth klal over here. Be a case of Hadamo over here. Also, the idea that the tree over here is hollow. So we have the sixth klal of Lochiktanis. And also, we have the seventh cloud that every year gets worse and worse. So, for all these five reasons, Kamal the Chido already brings down a truth from Ben Avram and the Rambam. It brings down the son of the Rambam that says, what's the loch on eggplants? He writes Adomo. Again, you have numerous reasons why. On the page, come out another reason I said. Nothing here is said. That means you read the page, Achasilim should be read to mates. We have five reasons off the page why this Rambam said, my son's Adomo. Now, B'diyev, they point out, since it's not on the pages, let's say he said it eats on these Chasilim over here. Avada Yoytzer B'diavad. That means you're not going to go against what it says on the page over here, B'diavad. If you did it, L'maisa Yoytzer. But L'chadchilu L'maisa, the case over here is Adamo. A second case is a papaya, a 30-foot tree over here, papaya is what the bracha over here is. So again, we have a Benesh Chayim, Shuv already, the Kavachayim. They come along and say the case over here is Adamo. They point out, again, we have three different columns, why that's so. We have one, we have Mitzad Advaz, Mitzad Graz, that the branches do not stay through the winter, only the tree stays around. They have the case of Adamo. We have the Advaz reason because in the first year it gives off Paris. We have the Lachitalis reason because the tree over here is very hollow over here. And therefore, most firming down that the case of papayas is a case of Adamo. However, over here, Kamlung Numus Farim, they bring down that's true, it's Adamo, but we chush beside the Sugi of Arlo. And therefore, they bring down from Yashman of Vosner, they say mitzad, go both ways. Mitzad Baruch will be Adamo. Shash Orlo is not that clear, especially with the page over here. The case of eight, and therefore it's not Orlo, only the fifth year onwards you can eat it. And then when you eat it, it'll be a case of Adam over here. Another case, if you speak out, is pineapples. That, mice, they point out, the same it's as like banana trees. That's simple. Therefore, just like banana trees, the loch is we make Adamo. When you make pineapples, also the case over here is Adamo. Agam is a tall tree. Another case of the Hatzal palm will lead to a similar Rish Dalbis, which I have next time, what the bracha that is. Another group of foods are something called tusim, berries. There are blueberries and blackberries, and strawberries and raspberries and cranberries, all the different types of berries. What bracha do you make on berries? So the Olam says over, we'll see if that's true or not, but the Olam says over that all berries are eights except for strawberries. They say all nuts are eights except for peanuts. So let's see if it's true to get to the idea of berries over here. Go through each one. First, what's brought down over here, Yagda Shchurim, the case of blueberries. Again, what most of them say is the case of blueberries. So again, it's clear the Maravram and the Sivis and the Graz, they pass in the Lachavi is a case of Bari Priates. However, the Mishbuah began the Chayodom, since it's very small, maybe we tell the Sugya lack of Chashivis. Therefore, the Lachavi is a case of Bari Priyadomo. Kamal Ramosh and Shuvah and Achaim Chelik Aleph, and he says, but they're not small. They're not less than three Tvachim. They're pretty tall over here. And therefore, he tells that Be'etim, the two Mitzias is. What we are eating blueberries, and not what the Mishnah was discussing, the same words, but the wild blueberries and the harvested blueberries. Therefore, the case negates the harvested ones are tall, and therefore, in the blueberries, the bracha is not like the Mishnah, because it's a different metzias. You have to know the klal, and therefore, the case of bari priya eats. The Mishnah goes on further. Let's say you're not sure where it came from. Maybe the harvested, or the case that they're wild over here. He said, first of all, it's not meaning oilam of the whole entire world. Nichle get of a suffix over here. Also, you're not sure what your meaning over here is. And then, anyway, even a suffix makes case of eights over here. Because he himself says the whole Mishibur is a massive chiddush. And therefore, lav dafka, do we always have to follow it? But in the case of a suffix, make your eights. Therefore, the swarm, Pischei Locho, the same bracha, they say on blueberries, the Shara bracha, make a bracha bari pri eights. That means they're not arguing the Mishibur. They're taking the klal of the Mishibur and saying the Mitzvah has changed. That means the klal are very important to get the Sugyot brachas. The second berry they call is Malinus. Let's brought down over here a case of petal in Hebrew or in English raspberries. So the Taz writes in Siman Reish Dalet, raspberries are a case of Bari Pri Adamo. Bari Pri Adamo. Come along the Chayodim that's brought down by us in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayodim says inside, Mistama the Taz never saw raspberries. Never saw them. You don't understand, they stay around for a bunch of years, they have height to it, there's no reason why it's not a case of a tree. And therefore the Chayodim says a case over here should be a halacha of Bari Pri Eitz. Brought down by the Mishnah Berurah that our Malina should be a case of Bari Pri Eitz. I'm sorry? It stopped?
Yeah.
Well, the phone's still going. You want to reconnect it? Need the number again?
No, I did it again. And it says the meeting doesn't start.
Meeting starts.
Okay.
Yeah, that was supposed to be it. Yeah, call back to this glimpse of here. Fine. So, again, we have this Taz, this is Adomo. However, the Chayadu Watani never saw the Metzias. The Mishmur Mekzian, the case of Yishbi, Abari Priya Eitz. Therefore, the Archa Shulchan, Masham says that's the meaning. And even Bizman Azet, Liazza Shamrik says, the loch is you make a boy pre eats on these raspberries. The Maisa, come along the grass. Sorry. Maisa, come along the grass. And he says over here that his sheet is that once we have this third cloud, there's something over here that the eitzim are, the trunk itself is very shvacha trunk, and only comes out from the trunk and not from the branches. Therefore, he tightens petal. Is a case of Hadomo, not a case of Shakel, not a case of Eitz. Therefore, he wants to argue in the Taz. And Chaim Noh brings it down that way. And therefore, come along the Svarim, bring down the Shiloh, and Be'ikah, they pass him not like the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the Lacha is a case of Eitz. However, come along the Mishnah Zalman, and it's brought down again by the same Bracha, the Zaysa Bracha, and even the Pischei Halacha, they bring down that originally he passed like the Mishnah Berurah, so the Svarim he sees out against him. The prince that we have now for the Rabbi Forrest, he switched it to the case over here of Hadamo. So therefore comes out raspberries. We do again another case we don't follow the Mishnah Berurah, but here Mitzvah Machlokes Graz versus the Mishnah Berurah. We chush for the Graz sheet over here. Make case of Hadamo over here. Then we have two cases in the Mishnah Berurah, and neither one will follow. One Mitzvah Metzias, one Mitzvah the Graz argues with him. I mean, you have to also realize you can write a book of brachas and still not that simple. It can be also change your psak over here. Maisi changed the Rabbi Forrest to loch over here of Adamo. A third berry. A third type of berry is a blackberry. That Maisi the swarm come along and say. The case over here is Bari Priya Eitz. Except for the Shabbat and the Shabbat Brachy is a steer over here. But that might say is a case of pre aids. The gate, a case of strawberries. Now, it could be that's maybe the case of the Shulchan Aruch over here, which has Dusim. I'm not sure what it is exactly. Then they point out, we have Chorah, the case of that the branches and the tree does not stick around for the winter. If by strawberries, Abadna says as far as the case of Bari Pri Adamo. The gate to cranberries, Chamutzitz? Chamitziot. Okay, Chamutziot, craisins. What broch do you make on craisins and cranberries? So, first, the ring down from Riyashiv, the ring down from Pesachai Locha, he says the Locha is a Eitz. The ring down from Zalman, the same brocha, the brocha is a Domo. So, first, what is the Machlikus, what the brocha on cranberries is? It seems to be one Shiloh, when it says it has to be something that's tall, we have height to it. What does it mean, has height to it? Meaning in the height wise or length wise? Let's say it's very long, but it's very short. It only creeps in the ground. A creeping vine over here. What brocha does it make up on it? The way of the same brocha, for example, from Shlomo Zalman, it's true it's very long, but it's only on the ground. So it's within three tefachim from the ground. It can be very long, but so what? The lach over here is a case of Adamo. Once you have the meaning of the Mishabur, the Chayodim. Oh, we'll get to that. Great question. Atzad Hasheni, the Pitzchei Locha says, but it's more than three tefachim. The every time there's a lach is, you make a case over here, of a eighth over here. So there seems to be one machlokes over here, and when it says three tefachim, which way? Is it length or height over here? A second thing, coming with Zayis HaBracha in his new prints, depending on what the yeshiva has over here, the one I have at home says, Zayis HaBracha says, the bracha is Adamo. The one that they quote, I see Yitzchak Chacham now has the latest one, he switches himself, Zayis HaBracha, a case of eights. And he points out, because we ask him, what's the yisoid of the Mishnah Berurah? Say the Mishnah Berurah something as small as, maybe it's not Choshev. He says, these are very, very Choshev. They plant them, millions of markets full of them, there are tons of money, there's a whole fields made in the very chashuv over here. And he wants to tie in the fact that the chashivas, even the Mishnah Berurah will agree that the halacha over here is a case of eights. Besides from the fact, the whole meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, you should know where it's coming from, and by case of a suffolk anyway, the case over here is the eights. And then those do not seem to have this meaning over here. Therefore, come along the Zayis HaBracha, and he switches it, and says the halacha is like a case of eights over here. So we have two reasons why grandparents could be a eights. One mitzvah the chshivas shavoy, and one mitzvah ma'isa does have height to it. Ma'isa look among the svarim, and the machlokes are shakal. There are six svarim went one way, six svarim went another way over here. What to go do? Yeshlodin, yeshlayin. You could say the klal of a ma'isha, and then the ma'isa of a sopik case of eitz. No, ma'isa sabok shakal. The case of shakal over here. The ma'isa question is now what to do with grapes over here? Of course, grapes are also vines. So you could say two things over here. One, the klal of the chaznish. And this says the only time we have these klalim, we masopik. Maisa, we're not masopik about grapes. We know that's the case of eights. That's one way of answering it. The second way of answering it, maybe the fact that you put it on sticks and they have height to it, we're machshiv it. You don't grow, the grapes are not on the ground. You put sticks in, they grow on vines over here. The fact that you give height to it, so that's being machshiv it. So we see as a chshivas, mash egging cranberries could be that there's, as far as I can tell from the what I saw, they're all on the ground, they're lying on the ground. And if you're not machshiv it, maybe that's nichel again the mishnah Berurah. That's the idea of gimel tefachim l'sugi v'lavin. Mashugin, you have vines over here, and they're growing on vines. So we see in the case over here, it's not. It's more than three tefachim. There's no lavin over here. What? Don't know what that is. Okay, what bracha? Eitz. If it has the klolim, it's. I gave you the klolim. You have to put it into the klolim. If it's the klolim, it's eight. Then for the klolim, it's the case of Adamo. What? So he himself is right. He's not clear what makes a vada. He gives example kruv. He says betzal. I assume grapes will also be a different kind of vada. Fine. So we went through the bays. We went through the klolim. Again, we have one klolim on the page. Second, the Mishnah Berurah. Then we have a bunch of klolim off the page. Sif gimel again. Moizish. Again, what is it exactly? The Moshe and the Chashon says not clear. But however, the Swam say, the Targum says the case of bananas over here. Therefore, we see in Mechavel Meister Paskins, like the Goinim, not like the Rosh over here, that it has to be the case that the trunk stays through the winter over here. Now, just to be, the Matthias of bananas, just to be clear, is that the trunk goes away and you'll come through winter, there's nothing there. Go through the winter for 15 years, there'll be something there. The way how it's explained what happens over here, you plant inside a seed, and they have three trunks coming out. There's one trunk, another trunk, and a middle trunk in the middle. This trunk will give up bananas. When you give up bananas, the trunk's finished. Then the second one comes, and the other one starts growing. This one will give bananas. Then it's finished. Now the third one comes. There's always three trunks there. You always see something above ground. But that trunk lasts only one time. That means there's always something constantly coming. And there's nothing, and through the winter you always see something. But that trunk will disappear and only last one time. Now, they do ask Chaim Kanievsky, let's say you said a boy pre banana. Is that a good bracha? He said, no, not yet, it's over here. Fine. Sif Dalid is the case of Ilan Srak. Now, Ilan Srak does not mean to have any peris, because then why are you making a bracha? The way the Bialach explains, means you have a growth by themselves, a growth through the wild over here. So, the site over here, why the case over here is not a ha'etz, Ilan Srak is only a case of shakel, says the Mishmura, the Taz Betzem, because there's no kshivas over here, the lack of kshivas makes the case of shakel. Therefore, says the Taz Mishmura, let's say you have something that's very choshiv, a gamma grows by itself, it grows in the wild, the case will be a bari priya ha'etz. The Sfarim just bring down two examples, practically negate this halacha. One, they discuss the case of sabras. Now, I discussed it at the table with my kids. When I first came to HSL in Tosh and Dal Mem, over there it was all over the place. The Arabs would sit by the corner, they have these baskets of sabras, they had the knives to cut them open, you try to come with your own knife to give them, and they would sell it to people. It was a candy dish. My wife said the same thing, she came to HSL, she saw it. My kids at the table was, what is that? My teenage daughter says she never saw it. So Baruch Hashem, we don't have any Arabs around sitting around selling these things anymore. But it used to be very, very common. It was something that was all around the place. They point out, how's it grown? Why are Arabs selling it, no one else? It's not grown in the fields over here. It's grown in the wild. They would sell it over here. So coming this far, they point out, this will be a good case for the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah. That's very choshev, it's very sweet over here, it's a good pri over here. And therefore, already the Chidah, Birkei Yosef over here, brings down a safe pri Adama. It says the bracha on these sabras is our eights. The Kavachayim, Kavachayim no. And all the Malachim over here, Be'ikur, say it's our eights. Again, somehow I see the Chodeshani, I'm not sure what he means. Shmuel Salant says the case of Adama. But come on, all this one seems to say in the case of eights over here. Another case that Ilum says over is Garini Snubar, pine nuts. Now, I'm not sure what it is, but the Ilum here was telling me that basically pine nuts you put inside your salad, it's usually a teruvah, but if you eat them by yourself, what bracha is it? If it seems how it's explained to me, is basically it's an acorn that grows on a tree, you break off the two ends, and inside the acorn there are nuts inside. Those are pine nuts. So again, coming this far, they point out, Badi Yosef, or Ne'er Shulchan, or Toya Sabrachan, others, Shara Bracha, it's a great fruit. It's grown in the wild, very nice, but it's a good fruit, it's a Taz de Mishnah Berurah, and therefore this situation, you make a case of Vayi Priya Eitz. So again, we have two cases over here that some bring out, down on this halacha, that once it's a good fruit, even though it's grown in the wild, it's Eitz over here. Sivov is a case of Zangvil, they put together and make this type of jam over here, which the Aruch HaShulchan says, I have no idea what they're talking about, what jam they're making. So, just like none of us know what they're talking about, Aruch HaShulchan made us feel much better. We're not sure what exactly they took the Zangvil, what jam they made over here. The mice of certain klolim come out from this halacha, and also the end of Siman Reish Beis. The gate of Zangvil, there are really three things that come out. One is a case where it's Yovish, you have no ano, there is no bracha, Aleph. Second, when it's wet, and you do have ano, but since it's made to be a spice, of either the time, and you choose to eat it by itself, it's a case of shakal. A third case is, when you put Dvash inside, here will be the Zangvil, it makes case of Adomo. That means in the Zangvil, we have three different halachas. By itself, Yovish is no bracha. What? Ginger. Again, you have a case of ginger that's dry, you have no, it's no bracha. It's wet by itself, it's not the derech, it'll be a case of shakal. And when it's wet, being mixed with Dvash, it'll be a case of Adomo over here. Now, there is a side point that the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Avraham brings down the sugya of a Bishul Akum, that is from bring down the Bishul Akum, that the cloud, something not to be Bishul Akum, is something that has to be either Nechel Chai, or a case that's not Eilu Shulchum Alachim. If it's Eilu Shulchum Alachim and it's cooked, it will be the Ibaya Bishul Akum. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah over here, look, you have a problem. This Zangvil is a case that has to be cooked over here. And therefore, why is not a Baya? It's not a sugya of Bishul Akum. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Avraham, since the derech is the haven chai, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case with sugar, or the way the Magen Avraham says, be a case together with lechem and melech, since you have it together as a spice over here, it can be eaten chai, therefore not nichel the chumah b'shalakim. That means, and bik the pasuk can go like this, Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, again, if you look at the Yad Ephraim on the page, or the Aruch HaShulchan says, upon this, this cool over here, but Beikas from go, that something that is eaten raw as a mixture is Nechel Chai, and therefore they point out onions. In a case, even though you might put it inside being cooked with other things, big pieces, you know, eat it by itself, but if you're the case over here, it'll be a mixture, I mean Nechel Chai, you won't have a Bayah Bishalakim. So Klal and Bishalakim, you have to learn how to apply practically by the Sigin Kufiyot Gimel. Sif Zayin is come out the same case as Angvil with the case of a sum over here that you mix inside your food. But come on the Meshavua and then the Bialach over here also in Sivav. He says the Yisrael that we saw already in Simon Meshbeis Sif Zayin, a very important Yisrael. And where they got it from a Sif Zayin, what's from over here? That means in Sif Zayin Meshbeis we saw a Klal that it lost its Tzura, each one onto its own Shito. Where we pass him something to the Muach Legamri, the Loch is it will not be a Eitz, be a case of Shakal. Where the Meshavua say he got it from this Alocha. We have this besamim that's grounded up, and since that's the derech, how to go eat it that way, therefore we make the bracha of whatever it is, if it's a vegetable, be a dama, if it's a priya, be a case of an eitz over here. Therefore, a yisayid, that even though things in the ruach legamri loses tzura, if that's the way how you eat it, therefore get it's bracha that's fit to go get over here. We did speak out, if so, why in Ambamba we make a case of shakal? So, a couple people pointed out that certain banks of bedats do say a bracha, some of them do not say shakal. Also, Bamba on the bags are made different ways. Some are mostly peanuts, some are mostly corn over here. Probably spoke about Bamba, we discussed peanut butter. Why is that a case of not Adamo? Why is it a case of shackle? We spoke about chocolate. We have these caches over there, we have to answer each one. But the klal is coming from over here. And the loch is something that's the muach legami and the derech. The loch is you make the bracha of the haroyalo. Sifches, the sugar of tznoin. So the Chiddush over here speaks out the Mishmua and Magavam coming clearly from the Gemara and Daf Lamavav that even though it's the derech to get hard naturally, since right now a daiti lahochi was planted to be eaten when it's soft, therefore it has a lacha of bari pri adamo. Now the Mishmua does go on further and bring down machlokes graz versus the chayodim. What happens if you have snowy that's smar, that's bitter? What bracha do you make upon it? Does says the chayodim say it's nach choshev l'shitosei got to the side of chshivas over here? There would be a case of shakel. Well, the grass said no, so if you can make a case over here of Adamo. Even the Svarim speak out, this practically negate different advantages. What bracha would you make when you eat it by itself? Now, first thing you have to realize again, look at the kolam clear. When it's there to eat it cooked and you eat it raw, malacha shakel. The there to be a vidula taimei and you eat it by itself, shakel. The question is, we have to find a case that's there to eat raw and to be eaten by itself. Therefore, they go through different cases. First, morer, chrein. What's the loch in that case? It says Rav Vosner, Rabbi Forrest, derech not to be eaten by itself. Therefore, if you eat it by itself, the loch is shakal. Except there's a bia loch on Hilchos Pesach, on Tof Einhei, and he speaks out, maybe the Lasejah is different. Since you machshiv it, achshivus or achil over here, maybe it's a gedor of Adomo. But Beklalius, eat chrein by itself, no one does that. Be a case of shakal. The second snoin is they talk about red radishes. Snoin Adom, red radish. What broch do you make on that? So people pick them up, you see them around, they eat them by themselves. Therefore, this farmer's type, as Chaylocha says, make a bar pi adama. Why? It's nechshev to be eaten by itself. Now, what about black radishes? The black radishes are black on the outside, the inside they're white. I see Rabbi Forrest, he says, Aloch is people not eat it by itself, it's a case of shakal. Not sure why that's so. If you want to come to my parents' house every Shabbos, they have white radish by itself with some oil and salt on top of it. I see numerous people do eat it by itself without anything with it. Therefore, it should be a case of Adama feed the klal over here. Therefore, it seems to be that it should be the Metzias over here. Same thing, Geto, white radish, also the Metzias should be a case of Adama over here. The Geto horseradish, they say that's a case of beets together with chrein. So, Rav Ozan says people do eat it by itself and make a boy pi Adama. I just really think it really depends how sharp it is. You get some very sharp ones, Avadis the Iker is like filled fish, and that's really a spice to it, to be a case of shakal. Mashenkin, you get the American ones, the very sweet ones over here, and you can almost eat it over here, a lot of people might eat it by itself, that'll be a case of Adom over here. I mean, that would be the cloud that comes out. That means, again, to study radishes, you have to get involved what radish we're discussing. Whether it's very sharp, you can eat it by chrein, Mashenkin, black radishes, red radishes, white radishes, be a case over here of Adom. By Mezzer Shem on Wednesday, Bimam Shech Simon Reish Dalet. Atzlacho.